its own home. I can get distracted, 'cause the fact is this ain't where I belong.
Hey, production room, cut the music. What in the world is going on? I'm going to start out doing roll call here. I think we got an emergency. Let's see. Let me look here at my ledger. Brad Cottrell.
Here.
Brooks Birdsong.
Here.
Dustin Wakely. Paging Dustin Wakely. Y'all know where he's at?
I don't.
Did I go in alphabetical order? B-R-A and B-R-O. Brooks.
Yeah.
See, let me carry the one. Bring down the four. Yeah.
By first name, yes.
Yes.
I just see a pile of clothes over here on the floor.
Oh, no. It's not Dustin's, is it?
They
check them
they
sizes.
Seem to be. Size 44 waist.
44 waist. Do you know where he's at?
I don't.
You want to, what do you think? We ought to call Herschel? You think?
Maybe he ran up to see him.
All right, let's see.
It's yellow.
Hersh?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
Good, you?
We're not great, actually, today. We got a slight problem. We took roll, or I did. I mean, I do everything around here. The deacon's gone. Do you know where he's at?
I don't. Have you checked the eclipse?
What eclipse? Was that today?
Well, somebody told me it was.
You think it's true, Brooks? Brooks just said he saw a pile of clothes in here.
Oh, no.
I heard it was going over Nineveh.
Check the pocket and see if there's some glasses in it.
Like eclipse glasses?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what happened?
It could have happened. Well, I mean, how long has it been since you've seen him?
I haven't saw him since Sunday night.
Sunday night after church, I seen him.
Hmm. When was the eclipse?
Monday.
Monday afternoon.
Monday. Has anybody seen him since Monday?
I didn't think you got raptured unless you had a full totality, but it seems like
full totality. What are you talking about?
In the eclipse.
He was in the path of totality?
Yeah. He was only supposed to get
94%. He must have been farther east than we were.
Well, he is a salesman.
Yeah, he was.
That's true.
Hersh, he's not there, is he? Because you're quite a bit east of us.
He's not here. I've looked all around.
Have you hollered for him?
I haven't, but I'll.
Could you? I mean, I hate to ask.
Deacon! I hear an echo. Is all I'm getting.
Does Loretta know where he's at? Has she saw him around the place?
Come to think of it, I haven't seen her in the last couple of days.
Are you serious? Do you mind to call for her, too, or?
Yeah, Loretta! Hey! But she did go back east to see some of her family a couple days ago. Maybe that's where she was.
Oh, man, this problem's getting bigger than what I thought it was.
East of the Mississippi might be checked out of the podcast.
I knew they was leaving before we were.
Who?
East of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
A lot of them are planning on leaving way before I am.
Yeah, but that's what makes me mad, because me and Dustin have had that conversation over and over and over, and he convinced me over and over that he was mid-trip. So I know there's no way. He didn't go on this trip.
Yeah, he's got 3.5 more years ago.
Hersh, was Loretta pre or was she mid?
She was pre.
Oh. Well,
I was until I moved to Oklahoma. It was part of my resume. I had to use some white out and change that before I came out here.
Man. Well, I don't know. We got one more phone call to make. We're going to call Dink and see if he knows where he's at.
Call Dink.
Okay. Well,
he's still back east.
Man, we miss him. It's kind of a lonely show without the deacon.
Yeah.
I'd say it would be. Who's going to read the Bible? None of y'all do.
Well, we got Gen Z boy here.
He does every now and then.
No, he don't read the Bible, but I mean, he is kind of an added benefit.
I'm just over here looking at that pillow with the deacon pin on it. Just makes me miss him.
Well, all I can say, Hirsch, is we're going to have to run. We got to figure this out somewhere or another.
Hey, let me know. And if you guys decide to leave too, please give me a heads up.
Okay.
You didn't sign up to hear from you guys before I go.
One clarification. When you moved to Oklahoma, you didn't sign up for all seven, did you? You're just 3.5, ain't you?
No, no, no. Those are our California friends.
Okay. Well, listen.
They got a lot of things wrong there.
Whenever you see... Whenever you see Loretta next, tell her we said hi and bye at the same time.
I'll do it at the exact same time.
All right, we'll see you.
See ya. Bye.
This ain't good, boys.
Not looking good.
Not at all. Let's call Dink and see if he knows anything. Dink, are you there?
Yes, Potterator, I'm here.
We got a little problem.
What's the breaking news?
Well, I hope you're able to tell us. We showed up to the podcast, this Wednesday morning podcast, and we can't find the deacon.
Deacon Dustin is missing?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes here.
Yeah, please.
For the news.
It is noteworthy. But
do we have a... Go ahead.
I talked to Herschel.
Okay.
Herschel searched the hall, hollered at him, everything, no answer. This is the problem. Herschel, he kind of put us down a little path here. Brooks noted that there's some clothes laying around here in the studio that looks to be his size. What size did you say?
44. Regular.
44 regular. So,
okay. I'm noting that down as well.
Okay. we're trying to find out what's going on. And Herschel mentioned something about the eclipse a couple days ago. And the last time me and Brother Brad and Brother Brooks saw him, did I call you Brother Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah.
Last time we saw him was at church Sunday night. So
the last time you saw him was before the eclipse.
Yes.
Yes.
And he was really lingering in the altars. It seemed like he was really getting things right to me.
But here's the thing that throws me off, Dink. I know you're mainly news, but I think you might understand when I say this. Brother Dustin's made me think all this time that he was mid-trib.
So
what Herschel was inferring is that he left during the eclipse. And Brooks thinks he was Brooks thinks he was in the path of totality. And I don't even know what that means.
So you say he was mid-trib. I've not heard of this.
I knew it would throw you.
Sorry, Potterator. I try to keep up on all things news.
This is theologically speaking. This is not newsologically speaking.
Are we thinking that Deacon Dustin is perhaps a modern-day Enoch? Or are we thinking that he's part of a larger group that left perhaps before the tribulation?
We're hoping that the former is the case and not the latter. I don't want to – I'm just trying to be – trying to sound smart here. We're hoping that he's Enoch or whoever you was talking about.
Right. Yeah. He was not. The deacon was not.
Yeah.
Deacon Dustin.
But did not Enoch walk with God?
He did walk with God. Can we say that about Deacon Dustin?
Brother Brad's assessment is tomato, tomato. I like that.
Is there a possibility that Deacon Dustin's simply been abducted by the aliens that were actually causing the eclipse?
I actually think that's probably more likely, but I don't know. I mean, you and Herschel have been an immense wealth of knowledge on this whole situation.
Well, I do know that this obviously was this eclipse was prophesied, I'm pretty sure. So who knows what all happened. Maybe he's one of the two witnesses. Perhaps he's going to come back and stand at the in Jerusalem.
I love how much credit you're giving this man.
You've listened to the podcast, right? Outside of the news.
No, he never listens except his segment.
I only listen to the news. It's the only thing that really interests me. But anyway, now the...
I want to say this, Dink. I also appreciate the fact that you knew nothing about this pre-trib jargon, and you just brought up two witnesses out of Revelation.
No, I didn't know anything about the mid trip. Well-versed on pre trip.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was just that one point of false doctrine, according to you, that you did not know.
They only teach us the one here near London.
Yeah, there's just one way at London.
Perhaps the deacon was caught up by the path of, did he just travel in the path of totality all the way through the northeastern U.S. and he's his way back home?
Has anybody heard from Sister Crystal or Jackson?
I have not either.
Man. What about Puppet?
You know, that's one.
Is that the dog's name?
Yes, that's the dog's name. I appreciate you're an you must be an investigative journalist because you're bringing up all sorts of things that we've never thought about.
I've written down a lot of things here. I am traveling soon to Oklahoma, okay. And so I could definitely look into this if you'd like for me to.
Well,
if he doesn't show up between now and then,
you're positive he's not there. Didn't you guys? Weren't y'all part of the path of totality out there?
The path of totality crossed Kentucky, so he's. Perhaps maybe he's here. Perhaps he's maybe he came. Finally, one of the crew came to help me out putting my house back together. Thanks.
That could be what it is.
I'm sure it's what it is.
He's a great plumber. let's see. What else could it, you haven't saw him around the house, have you?
I've not seen him here yet. I'm sure he's on his way.
Man, it don't take 2 days to get there.
Well, it just depends on how he's traveling.
Well, if he's traveling through the eclipse, he should have been there pretty quick.
Well, if he followed the eclipse way north and then he's coming back, perhaps he's just making his way back this direction. Takes a couple of days.
Okay. Do you know any of the towns that eclipse went through? Or
I'm pretty sure it was all Nineveh's, from my understanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's contrasted with the first eclipse in 2017, which was all Salem's.
Which means peace.
And making it. The perfect cross across America.
Okay. Which also there's is so what, much. What the, letter of the Hebrew alphabet?
You studied a little more than I have. I'm sorry.
Well,
I just watched the first minute of the YouTube video and then I turned it off. I just watched the YouTube short of it. I didn't actually go to the full video.
Oh, man. Well, I do appreciate what you do for the podcast, and it's really nothing this year, but I do appreciate that. But I appreciate
from you. From my understanding of the Left Behind books, if he's gone, we need to start, you know, getting ammo and weapons, and things are about to get rough.
Oh, we're ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about totes?
Totes?
I'm ready.
Brother Brad's good with that.
Yes. Yeah.
He keeps all of his bug out bags and stuff in a good tote.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like being
you're
prepared.
You're talking to Mr. Preparedness.
It's totes prepared.
Come on.
Did you guys read the Left? Were you guys allowed to read the Left Behind books when you were kids?
No, we don't read false doctrine. What are you talking about?
Those were not big sellers in Oklahoma.
No. Are you kidding? No. Tim LaHoo. No.
Jerry B. Wrongkins.
Yes. 100%. Oh, man. Well, I don't know. I do, before you leave, I do have something that kind of goes along with the theme that we're talking about. It's a, you know what that music is, don't you, Dink?
I do, unfortunately.
Since you and Hirsch are the ones that brought up the whole eclipse deal, do you know what God does when the sun is in the shape of a toenail?
Oh, no.
Eclipse.
Go ahead.
Eclipse. I wish Brother Dustin was here to laugh at that.
Deacon, we've never needed you more than now.
I know. Well, listen, if you see him, tell him we're waiting on him.
I'll tell him as soon as he gets done doing my plumbing. I've actually got some serious needs there.
Okay. All right. Hey, good
thank
talking
you, moderator.
To you. Yes, sir.
Good talking to you as well. I'll investigate it.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you around. Do.
Bye. I guess we'll just move on. What do you think?
Okay.
I got one more story. Did I mention to you guys that I invented the glove? Did you know that about me, Brooks?
I never knew it.
Does that shock y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
The reason why I didn't mention it is because I didn't invent the glove, but I have had a hand in it. Oh, man. The show must go on, folks. Man.
Very good.
It's pretty good. How about a word of the week? Y'all good with that? I'll do the word of the... What in the world?
Hey, guys.
Where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been?
Well, we've been recording for going on 20 minutes
now.
Well,
I know I was a little late, but I didn't think I was...
A little.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
You talking about worried? We've already called Herschel. We called Dink.
Well, good night, guys.
Do you want me to tell you
Did y'all call me? Well, I would have called me.
My phone's on silent. We've been recording.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Herschel scared us to death.
Oh, sorry. I just got in from,
we thought you
from the rapture.
Well, that's what Herschel said.
Well, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a crazy deal.
I would have never thought that you was pre-trib. I thought you was mid.
Well, I've always been, but I mean, sometimes you've just got to test the water a little bit, you know, as they say.
Did they tell you, oh, you're early?
Well, they just kind of looked odd at me.
So you just turned around and walked out?
I just turned around and left, drove back home.
Not really what you want to hear. Wasn't expecting you.
Did you drive to the rapture?
I did, yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute. Y'all talking about the town or the...
No, like the event.
Oh, I was at Rapture, Indiana.
Oh.
It's where the eclipse... It was one of the... Y'all thought I had got taken away. No.
What was you doing?
I would never believe
Rapture,
a doctor
Indiana.
Like that.
You what?
I would never believe a doctor like that.
What was you doing in Indiana?
Let's not get far-fetched here.
Well, actually, if I am being honest, I have read the back of the book.
Oh.
And I really kind of wanted to believe the rapture. So I've been following it all over. I've been following this eclipse like all over the U.S.,
so,
and it finally was just like, I went to Salem's. There's like 27 Ninevehs that I've had to zigzag through and come back to another Salem. There's an Alpha.
Really?
There's an Omega. Little Egypt.
Oh, come on.
I've tried everywhere.
Yeah. And
finally, I was just like, Lord, thy servant heareth thee. Go back home.
Yes.
How are hotel prices?
Oh, we just been in the car.
And did you take your paper map just in case cell signal was clouded?
Yes, I want to get that grid.
Yeah.
That where everything crisscrossed.
How did you pay for your trip?
Well, actually, 6 months ago, you know, y'all have known this was coming, right?
Well, yeah. I just found out about it here a few weeks ago.
I have just stocked up on the eclipse glasses.
Oh,
and yeah. And so I've been selling them all along the way and trying to preach too.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to...
Like write a Bible verse on them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Tried to explain to them what I was doing out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be honest, by the time I got to Little Egypt and all them, I had quite a little caravan with me.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot of followers.
A lot of followers. A lot of disciples is what I like to call them.
You're right. Now you see through a glass darkly.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And then at the end, we still just seen through a glass darkly, and we just came on back home.
Yeah.
Now you wasted your money is what you done.
Yeah. But yeah, you can buy those glasses cheap and it's a pretty good profit. It's good traveling money.
I guess. Who'd have known that Brother Dustin would be the ingenuitive one?
But yeah.
The entrepreneurative.
It turned out that my raisin was right. Yeah. Still here. So I'll be stockpiling a few more beanie weenies.
Oh, man.
But I'm sorry I scared y'all.
Well, Brooks found those clothes. I guess they weren't yours, maybe.
Oh, he found clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you not wear a 44 regular?
Brooks, what is wrong with you, son? Maybe a suit coat.
Yeah, that sounds more like a suit coat measurement there for me.
Yeah, I'm not 44 regular yet.
Yeah.
So. But if the Lord tarries, and I think he will.
For a while longer, at least.
I've got at least 3.5 more years of fatten up.
Oh, man. Who listens to this junk pile?
Probably no one right
yeah.
now.
Yes. Yeah, we've already made all of our listeners mad.
Yeah.
Can I go to the word of the week? Welcome, Brother Dustin. Well,
let's address the eclipse. We really didn't talk about it.
Were y'all
wowed by it? Or?
I mean, I took a peek at it, but I wasn't super impressed.
Yeah.
I didn't go out of my way to.
Yeah.
That's kind of, did you buy glasses?
I did not.
I didn't buy any glasses.
What do they run?
I've seen several people using makeshift glasses. I was doing some work on the OU campus, and there was one college student using a piece of mail, it looked like, just kind of staring up at the sun with a piece of mail in front of his face, hoping he could see something. Several welding.
I did yeah. see several people that I was driving. Several people yeah. with welding hoods.
It was kind of crazy driving by it, like businesses. Mm-hmm. And there would be like three or four people out just staring yeah. straight up.
Yeah.
But I was actually, I took a pastoral phone call. So for about 45 minutes. Mm. So I looked out the window when it got dark a little bit and never went and looked up.
Yeah. We was in what, 93%, 94% mm-hmm. or something.
I'm not sure.
I think so.
That's what somebody said. I don't know.
My wife had was traveling back from Arkansas this weekend, and she stopped at a place, and they was handing out glasses. They also handed, that's where I got mine, but they also handed out a bunch of literature.
Mm.
One was about the Mark of the Beast. Mm. One was about...
Dustin was witnessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What town was she... was that anywhere near...
Nineveh?
Little Egypt?
No. There was one, something about when light and dark collide.
Mm.
Another one that I don't remember what it was. And the last one, and they all had scripture verses all over them, including this last one. And the title of this brochure was Be Wary of Cheese.
Hmm.
Hmm.
And it's exactly what it sounds like. It was a it was a very long brochure of the dangers and evils of cheese.
Well, thank God.
What
someone's
a blasphemous
that.
Doctrine.
Hey,
I rebuke you right yeah. now, like, person. Get behind me, Satan.
I meant to bring it with me, but
cheese.
It was it's going to bring in a lot of souls, I feel like.
Yeah.
Did you all see all the prices of stuff in the towns that were in the...
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
But I don't think a lot of towns, they didn't have the rush that the news said they would. Take cash and snacks yeah. and drinks and a paper map and all this kind of stuff and...
Nothing like a good old commercialization.
Yeah, I like that. Yep.
All brought to you by the grocery stores.
And
yeah.
while we're at it, let's get all the Christians stirred up.
Yeah.
Do exactly what Jesus said not to do. Anyway, that's a little... Well, we won't go into all of that.
Yeah. But I mean, what about that no man knoweth the day or the hour?
He was just kidding about that. He didn't know the eclipse was going to
happen.
Did he
not really mean what he said?
May as well offend everybody today.
Yeah.
Hmm. Y'all want to do the word of the week?
Sure.
Before we get too far into the episode.
Yeah.
Hmm. Word of the week is largiloquent.
Largiloquent.
That's not really a pretty word to hear.
Largiloquent. Yeah, but it'd be fun to
You just slide it right on in there. No one would know.
You're a touch on the largiloquent side.
Is it as easy as it sounds?
Maybe.
So would you be able to say that some girls at the Galentine's are largiloquent?
No.
No, he didn't say large elephant.
Got him. Guys, let me have my word of the week. Largiloquent. Any guesses besides that?
I don't know. I'm pretty blank on this one.
Talkative. Full of words.
Oh.
Okay.
Full meaning large.
Yeah.
Eloquent meaning words. Large, full, big words.
Hmm.
Is that from the Latin?
It's Greek and Hebrew together, I think.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to this.
Let's hear some feedback.
Man.
Okay. The
whole production room's been busy.
All right. Does this bug anybody else? There's a question, and the only thing we see is a laughing emoji with tears. I'm assuming that's what they're asking us, if it bugs us.
If that getting that emoji bugs you.
Is that just the emoji version of LOL?
Yeah.
I'm a pretty heavy user of that emoji.
Are you?
I catch myself using it. Okay. There's one, too, where the head's kind of turned sideways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do that, but only after you hear this sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it don't make me that, yeah. I won't use it.
The head turned sideways is kind of a different level, though. I mean, it has to be really funny if you're going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm more of just a thumbs up guy.
Yeah.
I'm seeing stars over here. I laugh too hard.
All right. Men gossipers. Hey, brother Devin. Love the podcast. New listener. Heard a lot about it and gave it a try. Question. I ain't heard you hit on yet. Have y'all ever met a male gossiper? And does it drive you crazy? Thanks for everything. Keep it up. Or is keep it coming.
Is it possible?
I thought it was kind of, is it an oxymoron for two words that kind of mean different things?
Have y'all ever met a male gossiper?
I feel like I probably have.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I tell you what, like we say in preaching sometime, if you ain't never met one, you might be the one. Can I get a witness out there? Oh. Does it bug y'all? We're going to address that? I mean, we're just going to be
gossiping? I mean, I would say a male gossiper would be as bad as a female gossiper.
Right. Yeah.
I don't ever think of myself as a gossiper, though. Like, I'm just having a conversation. Yeah.
Maybe I would consider myself more of a storyteller.
Yeah.
Maybe a reporter of sorts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Dink ain't the only one reporting the news.
Yeah. All right. New segment. Guess that sound segment.
That's a good idea.
That is a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
We could get some interesting stuff in there, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing comes to mind. Let's just move on.
Yeah. It sounds fun, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Initials is the title of this one. I think you forgot one important set of evangelist initials.
One important set
of evangelist initials. GW.
Oh, we talked about preachers with initials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I did forget that one.
You left that one off. Yeah.
My grandfather's
George
name.
George Washington.
Mm-hmm. George Washington Birdsong. I can kind of understand why he went by GW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all for the day.
Yeah.
One of the prouder moments when we found out we were going to have a man-child from the Lord, our first child.
Man-child, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
My wife and I went to an eye doctor appointment for her. She had LASIK surgery. So between the time that she had her LASIK surgery and the long-term checkup after LASIK, you know, come back in, make sure everything's okay, found out we were having our first child. And so the doctor's like, any names picked out? And she's like, well, my husband's the only one to carry on the Birdsong name. So his grandfather would like for it to be named after him. His name is George Washington. And right there on the doctor's uniform, it said, Dr. George Goodman, I think. And he goes, about that time, we both saw his name. And he goes, I kind of grew up with the name George, and he was pointing to his shirt. He's like, I'll admit it wasn't that great. And Anna's like, no, I'm sure it's fine on you.
That's a beautiful name.
This is your face really well.
Yeah. I wouldn't see you as anything else but Dr. George.
Yeah. I like those moments.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. Do we have any Apple reviews, Brooks?
Yeah, we got one.
Do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
I can try.
If you get to a word you can't pronounce, me or the deacon one will help you out.
All right, this comes in from Kenny's Painting and Bass Plank.
Okay.
I love this podcast! Exclamation point.
Kenny's Painting and Bass Plank?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you got to pay for sponsorships. You can't just slip it in like that.
How does he slip that bass in church?
That's a well-rounded individual.
He's got
here.
Like a roller in his case, too.
We're going to start. They're going to send it in from Kenny's Painting, 1-800-555.
Yeah. Call that.
Yeah.
Kenny's Bass Playing, Painting, and More.
Yeah.
It is a great ministry, even though the expectations are slightly low. I was disappointed in only one thing. In a recent episode, the Potterator literally trashed the great music group Southbound.
I did. Goodness.
Ooh. This man cares about it. I just asked you to play this song, His Love. I'm assuming it's by Southbound.
Okay.
I believe that at least the deacon will like it. Anyway, y'all are awesome and love the podcast. He said all are awesome.
I think we talked about Southbound that we sung one of their songs. Right? And you say at prison.
Songs?
I think I
you had a little bit of
I played them one time in a name that tune.
Yeah. But it was the
I don't remember trashing them.
A little country and western theme.
And that don't seem like me. It's probably probably you trashing people, wouldn't it?
It goes way further than the plains of Oklahoma. Brighter than the sun that shines above.
Yeah.
But is that not just country music?
I'm talking about his love.
All they're missing
is a dirt road. He made all that. He can talk about stuff that he made.
The only thing they didn't mention in the song that's country is George Strait playing. Other than that, it's a country song.
You have to run it.
Would you please just simmer down? Listen, it's the same thing that happened in the Bible, okay?
Country?
No.
No, any line that says
sweeter than peaches in Georgia.
What are they known for? How about the Rose of Sharon being referenced? How about Cedars of Lebanon?
Yes. Let's be honest.
Lily in the Valley.
How many times have you heard Sharon mentioned in a country song?
I don't.
We don't listen to country. No,
exactly.
Oh, caught him. Southbound, just go ahead a little bit.
Oh, that is poor.
We got a lot of Georgia listeners.
Mississippi water.
Oh my goodness.
Montana sky.
In a truck on a back road.
His love is a boundless love.
Yes. Same thing the cathedral said years ago.
Reaches down and touches me.
Mm-hmm. It's brighter than the moon shines. There's your country reference.
Yeah, there you go.
What? Easy.
That's
that might be the old bass player right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Mm. I tell you what,
I am a fan of Southbound.
It's strong. Now, leave the review now and see who's making fun of this group.
You want us back. If we trashed it, we apologize.
Yes. And Lord, we apologize.
That's right. You made every bit of that.
Yeah, made their voices.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just like the Cedars of Lebanon and all the other biblical references in that song.
Yeah.
It's just appreciating the creation.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
I respect
you. There's a bunch of narrow-minded people in this room.
Mm-hmm.
At least a couple.
Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded way.
If Southbound would have been that, it would have been like narrow-minded people on the dirt road in Georgia.
What? Like one elder preacher that's passed on said, y'all are so narrow-minded, y'all could look with both eyes through a keyhole.
Yes, that's narrow-minded.
That's how y'all are right now.
Yes.
Yeah, that means y'all ain't got any brains.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all's eyes are just like a cyclops, just one big old eye.
What's a cyclops?
One big old eye.
Also a biblical reference, I think.
Yeah, I think so, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a studier.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've been in the path of totality here today on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's a total loss.
It may be.
Not a lot of brightness.
Any other conspiracy theories or anything that y'all want to believe in that maybe you want to share today?
Or like know someone that believes in it?
I guess.
I've heard of a few.
What about the moon landing?
The moon landing, I would say no.
Can't be for sure.
You don't think it happened?
I would lean on the negative side.
Really?
With zero proof.
Yes.
That's just how he would lean.
Let me guess. There was a shadow on the wrong side of the flag.
I just want to, yeah, all that kind of stuff. Why have we not been back?
Because we have a dumb government.
Whoa,
that just
hold
happened.
That just for a minute.
Sorry, it's my first year voting. I'm kind of getting fired up.
Yeah, he's pretty froggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been no need to go back. They already conquered that back in the 60s.
Yeah, it's time to go to Mars.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. In the 60s, we figured that all out real good. Yeah. We was the first one.
Yeah, beat Russia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Russia. Vladimir. There's a lot of theories out there. I was having this conversation just recently. There's a lot of them that I just choose not to go down the rabbit hole.
Because mm-hmm. you're afraid of what you might...
No, I just don't want to live that life. Like, I don't want to be suspicious of every...
And you don't want to be that one guy in the friend group that brings it up.
But it's not something I talk about.
And gets so passionate.
Very much at all.
Well, we understand now why. Like, I think we totally understand why.
They feel like they need to convince everybody in the friend group, like... This is
read this article. Tell me this right here.
Probably the moon landing one for me is probably my least cared about conspiracy, mm-hmm. but it's because of how little I care about space. Just
space travel.
In general, all of that I think is just a total waste of time.
But I mean, it just goes on and on though. Once you ever live in that life, that's the life you live in. Like mm-hmm. you can't get out of it. Behind everything, there is a greater force.
But I felt like COVID was a pretty good show of maybe some of these things aren't so far-fetched that it could be somewhat of an inside job on some of these things.
Yeah. But having...
We're in territory that
we've never been.
Having had COVID uh-huh. and a crazy... I mean, it was the sickest I've ever been in my life.
Sure.
I can't say that it wasn't real.
Agreed.
So...
But the...
If you're saying I faked my sickness...
No, I was there. No. I was there with you. I was sick too.
No.
But just the response to it, how it came about, the whatever would...
I don't know where it came from.
Sure.
So...
China. I don't know. Yeah.
What did Trump call it? The...
I don't know. Was it just the China virus?
No. Never mind. There was a funny deal.
Okay, I don't know.
I thought it was him. It might have just been comedians, but anyway. I agree, like I don't know. I don't know how I feel about all that, really.
How about John F. Kennedy?
I mean, it was sad time in the country, but I could really care less. Like, it's so far back in my...
Oswald killed him?
I don't have a clue.
That one, I probably would have no opinion. Yeah. I don't...
I really
9/11 is another one that you hear quite a bit about.
But if that's the case, every single thing in our life.
The Oklahoma City bombing.
Because if you ever go down mm-hmm. that rabbit hole, like I said, mm-hmm. with the Illuminati, yeah. and you start going with that, that's unbelievable.
I know.
Like, there's guys that I work with that get to talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable the belief that there is one man running everything in the world.
And his name is Jesus.
His love is sweeter than the peaches grown in Georgia. I actually have a way to spiritualize all this, actually. Paul told Timothy to stay away from people that constantly go to endless genealogies and questions that gender strife. In other words, questions that you don't really have answers to, just stay away from that and stay in the place where you can clearly see.
Like, yeah, I agree with that.
But how many stars fell from heaven, or who was Cain's wife?
Yeah.
I think some of them, though, like what you said about JFK, like, it don't matter.
No.
Possibly some of them, like even mm-hmm. the space thing, maybe it doesn't matter if we did or not.
And I'm not throwing stones at Brad because he has interest in this kind of stuff probably a little more than we do. But you don't live in that world.
Oh, absolutely not. This is the first time I've talked about it in maybe since our last men's camping trip.
Wear a tin full hat one time.
Yeah.
And he just didn't want them getting into his brain.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, I still use my microwave, you know, at home.
But I mean, it's even like this Baltimore Bridge. Mm-hmm. There's the same deal. Like, it's an inside job.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not an Alex Jones fan. That's not anyone that I would listen to. But
I think that's a miserable life.
It would absolutely be.
Like, you could not enjoy just life in general for. No.
You see the boogeyman behind everything.
Well, I don't want to be taking the scripture out of context either, because I don't think that's necessarily talking about conspiracy theories. I absolutely don't think that. But there was parts of the Bible that Paul was trying to tell Timothy, that if there's people in your congregation that constantly live in those places in the Word of God that are not explicitly clear, don't allow them to camp out there and cause questions all the time to be asked that there's really no clear answer to, and take the concentration off of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And which also could be applied to what just happened.
Okay.
We made a joke out of it today. I made the statement in church Sunday. If people really believed about the eclipse and the events that were going on, they surely wouldn't be spending money. I'm talking about from a biblical view. If they really believed that that was going to be something that sets the stage for end time events to take place, they would not be spending money to go camp out and look at the eclipse from some part of the world and neglect their soul on Sunday. Mm. If that's the case, and that was the true message that needs to be preached right now, our church would have been full. We didn't have one visitor.
Except for that's how strong the deception is in our world, that's what they think. Don't pay no mind to things that we have full confidence in that works, salvation, changing lives, you know, all this stuff. But believe anything that comes across news media. It frustrates me that people get so wrapped up in other denominations and other interpretations of the Bible, and they take this for the gospel truth. It's like, what are you going to do now that it's Monday night? We're all still here.
Yeah.
And everybody has posted this stuff, shared it, liked it, done all this stuff on social media. Well, now they'll just say, well, we just thought it was interesting.
It
was a false doctrine.
Well, they'll say, oh, we missed it. Actually, it's 2044 when the next one comes across. Mm-hmm. That's actually the one that it's supposed to be.
Well, I've heard now there's a guy that's saying it's going to be in September.
You can take
Where's the win on that? Like, for people, what's the reason for people to even...
Likes.
Yeah.
And probably monetary.
Like, say you're right. I mean, where's the win at in the end?
Yeah.
No, I know. There's not.
How do you have any ministry after you've went out on such a limb?
I know.
Yeah.
And well, it's the same thing with people prophesying, you know, that Trump's going to be back in August after he, Biden took the presidency and all that.
Yes. Yeah.
We're getting into some waters we've never been in before. No, it's actually next August.
Yeah.
And people want so bad to believe in something that someone else says far over what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that frustrates me. We would rather read an article about an article about an article about what the Word of God means right here than look at the Word of God and what it says at face value, and look at the things we can clearly understand and let that be the correction point in our life, and, you know, let it really be amazed at what's in the Word of God.
Right.
But, oh, that's old hat.
I think it's something definitely common in my generation, because I live in the generation of everybody's an influencer, everybody's making millions off of that, and everybody wants a following. I think it's just people want so bad for this is going to be the way that I'm going to be right about this, and everybody's going to have to say, yeah, he was right about that, and get a following just off of that. And it can be, I mean, people live and die by the craziest things just for the feeling of, yeah, I'm right on this.
Well, and people too will forget here in another. I mean, all the people that say in today was the last, or the eclipse was the final thing. Now we forgot that they said that, and we're going to listen to them. Not we, but we listen to them on the next big thing that they claim. Like, all right, well, this is it. Forget that they were wrong six times before.
It's a good discussion. I think it's a good lesson to learn, and we need to live like we're supposed to live on a daily basis, not be shaken one way or the other.
Sure.
I don't think that this, you know, all the hubbub about the eclipse was any extra motivator to me. No. I lived on Monday just like I lived on Sunday. I think it's an important conversation to have. Let's end with the What You Listening To segment.
Okay.
This comes from Gen Z Boy.
This one's kind of a throwback.
Okay, we'll see.
Hopefully it's not a throw.
Not even to my day, actually.
Oh, man, no. This is a good one.
Can you tell us who it is?
Stephen Curtis Chapman, Diving In.
ground. I carved a way to where the wild and rushing river can be found. And like the rain, I have been carried here to where the river flows. Yeah. My heart is racing and my knees are weak as I walk to the edge. I know there
Stephen
is
Gersh,
no
Chapman,
turning
and
back. Once my
Dustin
feet have left the ledge, and in
and
the rush, I hear
Brad
a voice
Cockle.
Telling me it's time to take the leap of faith. So here I go. I'm diving in.
Have you heard the acoustic version of this with
Ricky
Skaggs,
Kentucky Thunder?
I feel like I have, but have I told y'all the time I used this song to shine the light of Christ?
Nope. Please, man. Guys, tell
this
us.
This was eighth grade language arts class.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Annas.
we had to take song
Gamaliel.
Lyrics and read them as a poem in class. And there was others. One specifically I remember. I don't know a lot about this band. It was the band Slipknot.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a very good band. And so I followed that by getting up and reading this song. I forget what the name of it. This guy gets up, what it reads it by Slipknot. The teacher wasn't very happy about it. And then
about the Slipknot.
Yeah. And then I get up. This is Diving In by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
And she's like, now we have Bradley Cottrell. Did you turn your light on first? Oh, yeah, that's you. The blinding light? Yes. Yeah, that's you. Yes.
Oh, I think you dropped your bushel.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you cast down your bushel.
Oh, man, that's a great testimony,
good,
Brother Brad.
Good song, Brooks.
It is good.
I went down a huge Stephen Curtis Chapman rabbit hole the other day while I was working.
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that. He's got 51 number ones or something.
Yeah, does he?
The most ever in gospel.
This is Brother Brad's song here.
When I look back, I can see that it's you who met my needs every time. Every moment you were holding. Smallest details of my life, and I can testify.
Yeah.
Who does sing this?
Is it David Leonard, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It's still amazing how you save me.
All right. Y'all want to see what the deacon's been listening to?
Let's hear it.
When you're staring at the bottom of an empty heart. In my life I knew how forgotten.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael English.
Wondering if the world even knows who you are. But I've never known anything, felt anything like the love of Jesus. And it's hard to describe what's happening inside. But right now, all I know is it feels like redemption raining down on me.
I like this.
It feels
very good.
Like forgiveness has come to set me free. All my chains have been lifted.
Yeah, it's good.
New or old?
10.
Yeah, probably 10 years.
That Michael English?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's singing with him?
It's just him.
It's just, okay.
Yeah. The Prodigal, wasn't it? Prodigal Comes Home.
Yeah, or? It may have been longer than that. 2008.
Okay.
Brooks was 2 years old when
Hang
this
on right here, boy.
Came out. Now I know how thankful it feels. Cause I am
overwhelmed by this gift of grace. You don't remember when this came out, Brooks?
Oh, I was two. I didn't catch the release.
Man, put your hands down, boys.
Man, I tell you what, that right there now, folks, that was the Deacon's What You Listening To. I'm going to try to find mine here.
Yeah, I know the music. Is this Southbound? You've been to Karen Peck?
Yep.
Is it New River? So many nights you suffer. Yeah.
Lying in bed.
It's when she was a young up and comer. To make it, your body is ill.
Friend, God likes to work. When nothing else will. When nothing
How'd you know?
Yeah.
I got on the kick the other day listening to a bunch of her music. She had some good songs.
She did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She has.
She's always been really good.
Yeah.
She's always good live, too.
Yeah.
Or at least the times I've seen her. Yeah.
Will y'all like binge artists or are y'all big like radio kind of style when y'all listen to music?
It depends. I'll select like sometimes.
Like, will you listen
iTunes.
To an album all the way through if you see somebody has a new album?
I haven't done that.
Yeah, not ever. No.
It's been a long time.
I more would go into like search artist and then just play.
Yeah,
and,
like and a they'll playlist
pull
or whatever.
Yeah, they'll have. Pull from several different albums. I do
gotcha.
That.
Yeah. Who's this?
A man named Larry Norman.
That's who
it was a true child of the 60s. Wrote the next song we're going to do.
What's happening here?
It's Larry Norman.
Yes.
Life was filled with guns and war. And all of us got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. The children.
This is Brother Kevin Max.
Yeah.
Brother Michael Tate.
Brother Toby Mack.
Brother Toby Mack. Otherwise known as DC Talk.
Should we be playing this?
There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
Let them preach. Let them get into it.
Wife asleep in bed, she hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone.
I wish we'd all been ready. Is this how y'all was feeling at the start of the podcast?
Not exactly.
One's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. And there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
Very sobering, huh?
Very sobering.
I think the third verse is a podcast joined in the studio looked over and Dustin was gone.
Three men gathered and there was on the floor a pair of pants that was regular 44s. So they knew it wasn't the deacon. Because he's a fatty, but he's not that fatty.
Well, I can tell you this much. There's one view on the rapture of the church that we did not cover.
Uh-huh.
And that was post-trib.
Post-trib, yeah.
So right. Do y'all want to go and do that today or wait till next week?
Let's cover that one next week. I don't know if I can endure.
I've got a little testimony here. About a year ago right now, I was preaching a meeting in the East, Eastern United States. And the night speaker,
speaker guy.
Yeah. The night speaker was preaching on the coming of the Lord. And he was talking.
Our pastor preaches a lot of days.
Yeah, he is a man tonight, but yeah, he's kind of an opener of sorts.
Let me tell my testimony, Brooks.
We always get the wholeness messenger. We look through like every year, like, okay, he's preaching days there, days.
They actually use the more like doctrinal style preaching during the day, is what the whole deal is.
The night one is just all show.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
If they're going to shout you down on one, it's going to be the night. So they just wanted to be sure that they could hear you each service.
I like the way you're thinking now.
Yeah. Morning is a lot of times just like teaching.
Yeah. Anyway, can I tell
not a lot of preaching.
Not real.
Y'all are not helping me.
Just kind of a devotional of sports.
Let's just scratch this whole story.
It's kind of a warm-up.
Hey,
for
guys, we're not telling this anymore.
It's usually just like a real slow pace. Like, you just kind of, it's real quiet.
Not a lot of substance. Hey, guys. Not too much for you too early.
Hey, guys, I've decided not to tell this anymore. Please because stop.
They can't really get in their fishing shirts. And hey, dudes.
Yeah. A lot of times, they're just needing you to get from point A to point B, really? Which is lunchtime.
You're just wanting to get them good and awake for choir practice.
Right.
Anyway, we interrupted your story.
Sorry.
I was going to call that whole thing off. The night speaker was talking about the need to preach about the coming of the Lord. And he was like, it really doesn't matter to me how you believe. He said, matter of fact, if there's anybody here that believes the pre-tribulation rapture of the church, say it real loud right now. The Lord is coming. There's like this resounding, reverberating, the Lord is coming. And then he's like, I don't fall out with anybody of their views. If you believe the mid-tribulation rapture of the church, why don't you just shout it right now? The Lord is coming. So there's a few that said, the Lord is coming. Like, yeah. And then he's like, by chance, if there's anybody here that believes the post-tribulation rapture of the church, why don't you just say it right now real loud? The Lord is coming. And one guy stood and screamed to the top of his lungs, the Lord is coming! It was so funny. Oh, man. But he's like, hey, brother, I just want you to know, I respect that.
That's a good way to let everyone know everyone else's view.
Yeah. Know who you can sit by at lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Know you can talk to.
I was sitting by myself.
The night speaker was just, the table was full over there.
Yeah. Hannah's like, what did you say? And I'm like, I don't really know what I am, so I didn't say anything.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
If you like what you hear and want to show support,
hit the support link in the description below.